Hey guys, it's Alex, and you're listening to Alex Olivar's Topic. Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm here with
Jack
and Abraham.
This is part three, and today we're going to talk about my music, story times, upcoming music, unreleased music, new album coming soon. I'm assuming next year, whenever we graduate. Most likely, I don't know when's the release date, but I'm still working on it. But okay, starting off,
we just talk about random stuff.
No. Okay, so this is like a story time that happened in Mexico, bro.
Oh,
this is like 2021, bro.
Wait, the bustle.
Right, take us back. Take us to the very beginning.
Okay. Bro, I'm bad at explaining.
Cuando tenía seis.
Oh my god.
Okay, so basically, we were in Mexico, right? Uh-huh. And I think we were. Where were we?
In Mexico.
No, we were like. Oh, we were at a rodeo. And this was like in San Luis Potosí, I think. Yeah, this was in San Luis Potosí and shit. I didn't want to go. To be honest, I didn't want to go. But I only went because. Uh-huh. You know what? Like, to make my mom happy, you know? Yeah. So basically. We went to a rodeo for some reason, and then as we were leaving, we saw these two girls fighting.
Oh my god! Vaqueras
and I don't know why they were fighting. They were fighting next to a like white truck, like parked there.
I know. It's giving, what is that, 987 Valley? I don't know, Texas.
Yeah. Oh, no, for real. And like, I'm just like looking out the window. I'm like, what the f-? Like.
Or tortas or tacos.
Or probably tortas or some shit.
Back to what you were saying, your story in Mexico. They were fighting over some freaking tacos?
No.
What?
No.
They were fighting over tacos?
No, what? Over tacos. It was most likely because
Juan slept with. Oh, wait.
Juan slept with. Okay. I'm assuming
we're not going to go there.
I'm assuming it had to be about like a guy. They were probably fighting over a guy.
Mm.
No, but that's all women, bro. That's
come on, comadres.
No, it didn't.
Hi, comadres.
Yeah.
Oh, we should talk about family tea. Okay. Actually, no, because that's going to be, I'll be out there. Never mind.
No, for real. That's like
personal. All y'all need to know is us Hispanics, we fight over land.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like,
terreno,
between bro. Family.
Terreno.
It's crazy right now with my family, but it's okay.
And another story time. I have another story time too. All
right.
It was about I think this happened like last week, bro. I was walking my sister's dog, right?
Oh my god.
Abraham, you're next.
You're next. You're gonna tell a story.
Oh me?
Yeah, you.
Right. So basically, I was walking my sister's dog. Este pendejo was fucking like pulling me with like with his leash.
Uh huh.
And like he was just pulling on me and like literally, the ice was like, you know how like it was black ice and shit.
Oh, yeah.
On the roads?
Is this last year?
No, this was like last week.
Oh, last
the
week?
The snow thing happened. Yeah, whenever this
what were y'all doing with y'all's dog out last week?
No, I was just walking because he was dead ass like fucking begging and like for me to like walk him and shit. And that's when I walked him and like I almost fucking slipped and fell on the stupid ass ice. Me caí en la verga. Y luego, that's when I got fucking sick, bro. That's when I got sick. My dumbass thought it was like COVID or like flu or something. And like, no, I just knocked the f*** out, like, in the bed. Like, I just slept, bro. I slept the entire, I think I slept the entire day. I started with a f***ing sore throat, a headache, runny nose. And then I got COVID tested, me picaron la pinche nariz yesterday. I did not like it for shit. Yeah, pero me picaron la nariz, and, like, they said, oh, like, everything's fine. It's just allergies, puro.
Uh-huh.
You need that background music, bro. You need that background music.
But continue. Basically, they told me it was allergies. I mean, I kind of believe it, though, but at the same time, I don't.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about COVID right now.
What is the symptoms of the flu?
Well, okay.
Symptoms of flu and COVID are, like, similar?
No, the flu is a symptom of COVID. COVID's big.
Yeah.
So
what's the
COVID
flu?
Is, like, the dominant... what's it called? Sickness?
Whatever.
Infection. Whatever you get with the flu.
Oh, yeah.
The flu?
So if you get the flu, it's a symptom of COVID.
So let's say you can't taste nothing. That's like the food.
That's part of.
Oh, that's the thing with the, I didn't know that. I thought it was COVID. Just te salía moco. Oh. Then I thought you're like you tenía fiebre y todo y así. I didn't think about the taste.
Yeah, no. No, last time I got sick, when was it? It's like a year ago. With COVID, when I got it, it was obviously it was not good.
Dude, it's,
I couldn't move to begin with.
Just no. Move.
Just for real. I couldn't move or anything. But y'all, have y'all had COVID?
Well, no, but like, ooh, it was like, shit. What was like, it 2 years ago? When did it start? 19?
No,
20.
20? 2020.
Dude, during summer I was in Mexico, dude, I got scared because I lost the taste, bro. Dude, and the smell. My God, and the smell, bro. Dude, it sucked, bro. And I was in Mexico, bro. I couldn't taste the food.
Me, like 3 weeks ago, remember when I lost my...
Bro,
oh, yeah.
The smell on my taste was gone for like a whole month.
Mine was a week. Gay. I'm just glad mine was just a week.
And I don't know why, but now the food tastes different.
I couldn't taste canes. I was like so sad. You couldn't taste canes. I was eating my cane sauce and everything, and it tasted like
the only thing was spicy was chile. The only thing I could taste was chile.
I know it sucks.
I just realized. Oh, Natalie influenced me like with the Starbucks addiction. That's what like I guess got me hooked and shit.
No, for real.
Se drogó. No te creas.
No, because then like, no, those pink drinks will always be fire. Like pink drink. It was a pink drink with extra strawberry base. But the baristas think like, oh shit, like oh it's just inclusions, like you know. The
honestly, I was so when I went to go get my drink, they just pour random stuff in it. Like you can just go to the store and save a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
So get your
right.
Like just get your supplies and stuff that you need.
I tried making a pink drink at home. That shit was purple. What the fuck? Like it was like it just was not.
Gotta save money, y'all.
No, dead ass and like. No, that those vanilla lattes were good. Like, homemade, bro. Homemade yeah. Shit. And then, yeah, I think it started around 2020. Or no, when did we? Oh, my Starbucks addiction started in 2021.
Mm. And in 2020.
That's like, damn, 2 years. I'm surprised.
What about the water? What's the difference of purified water, smart water, Aquafina? Isn't water water?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just
then why like are
chemicals,
they
chemicals? No,
I don't know.
Chemicals
not
on
chemicals,
water.
But like, yeah, I think it's, I'm pretty sure the stuff they put.
I mean,
more
I know the difference
into the
between
water.
Like purified tap and all that stuff. But why different brands?
The
I thought water
taste,
was water.
The Sunny tastes different though, kind of a little bit. Well, I mean,
dude,
I don't know. Just
dude, in mi pueblo right now, water's going on in my pueblo right now. Mm. Like they're fighting over water
what
and everything.
Fuck? Really?
Oh yeah, that was
because,
ours.
Because like, it's been a problem in my pueblo, like the water, because there's not that much water in my pueblo.
It's giving Madagascar. Remember when they ran out of water? But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, in our pueblo too, it was like 2 years ago, I think. They were going to like the bigger cities, pueblos. We don't really call it cities. Well, the big city is Guadalajara, but like the pueblos near it, they were out of water and people were going crazy.
Damn. And I was
like, why?
Music.
Music?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Music. Action.
So, I wrote this one song. What did it? Oh, Hustling Through It.
What inspired you?
What inspired you?
What inspired me?
What inspired you?
He hustled. he jogged.
Well, yeah. No, like, I actually, like, not even gonna lie, when freshman year hit,
yeah.
That's when, like, I started, like, I guess, like, hustling more. Or no. Yeah, I started, like, hustling more in school. Like, getting good grades.
Dude, I started cussing when I was in sixth grade.
No. Hustling.
Oh, I thought you said cussing.
You're just over here exposing yourself.
I thought you said cussing.
No. He said it so confidently, like, that's a good thing.
Yes, oh I cussed during sixth grade.
He was all right of a teacher, but then I feel like, I feel bad. I wasn't, like, I made excuses of not doing my homework, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I just did not want to do it, especially math.
PE was supposed to be fun. You just do, like, literally, well, I don't know, but. My PE class, we didn't do anything.
Oh, PE
was shit.
During what?
During
eighth grade. I did eighth grade. We didn't do anything.
I don't think I did.
So basically,
it's like the free off period, honestly.
Oh, for real.
The same at my school. You just played around, to be honest.
They don't care.
They really didn't care.
Yeah, but basically, what inspired me to write this song was like, I don't know, getting like good grades. Like motivating me, like myself, to get good grades and shit. That's why I wrote this song.
Okay.
And also, like, to keep going, even though, like, you know, high school's tough. You know, high school's fucking.
Oh,
tough.
It's not gonna get easier. Well, actually, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about college.
I created my what is it? what was it? It was like the account for Apply Texas. Yeah. I finished my profile shit. Now I just have to do applications, which so I'm going to do that universities, senior year. Yeah. I'm going to do that. See, probably senior year, most likely.
Also, yeah. y'all didn't hear this from me, but AP classes are scams. No. They are.
Why?
Do not take AP
classes.
Hell no.
I mean, speaking from experience, sure. Okay, AP classes only work if you want that high GPA rank, but trust me, there's different classes you can take to get that same, like, honestly, GPA rank doesn't even matter. So, like, legit, I've been lied to. I've been gaslighted. No, I've been gatekeeped for GPA and class rank. People would usually, like, tell me, your class rank doesn't matter, everything. It doesn't. But I guess, unless you want to get into, like, an Ivy League school. But
yeah,
it just doesn't matter. I should have took dual credit instead.
Don't take AP classes, y'all.
You had beef with your English teacher.
Like, never. No, for real. My English teacher... For example,
we're not gonna say names though.
No, we're not gonna say names. We're just obviously. Tell me why I did my assignment and I was supposedly turn in my. No, actually, I'm not gonna say what happened because then I'm just not gonna say what happened.
Yeah.
Let's just say I had a little incident with my English.
Yeah.
Yeah, English teacher. I wouldn't say who, obviously, but just don't take AP classes, guys. It's a scam.
Don't take AP.
It's really not. I will spill a lot of tea though of AHS, our school.
I don't think I took any.
But I don't want to, like, you know, yeah, just no, in case. Just like, yeah. Because let's just say our school's mascot is a cult for a reason. That's all I'm going to say.
But basically, yeah, so Hustling Through It was my first song. Rising to Fame was my second song. 2LA was my third song. There's no history behind the other two. Like, Rising to Fame and 2LA.
He just made it.
I wrote this for fun. And then, basically, oh, I got unreleased music.
Oh, that's cool.
Got unreleased music. One's called The Coldest. I feel like my bars got better. Not even gonna lie. Should I demo?
Yeah, demo. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can remember, because you sent me it. There was this line that I liked, the Fiesta Miami one, though.
It was the one for Fiesta Miami.
What was it?
Perreando? Is it that one? Is that the one I said?
Mexico, like, you were like, no soy, I don't know.
No soy güero, soy puro mexicano?
Something like that, yeah.
Pero dice perreo, and that's literally the first thing I saw, bro.
Ando el perreo, no explicaciones, soltero porque quiero resolver
las cosas. I thought Manny was twerking, I'm like, yo, bro, it's twerking.
Oh my gosh. We should do a music video.
That we have cameras and everything.
Not the, like that one kid that did it here.
Oh, yeah.
He was recording his song. Why don't you do that, Alex?
That we have then a lot of free time right
now. Post it on YouTube. Don't get a copyright strike.
Nah, I won't. No, the beat for this song, for Fiesta Miami, guess how much it is, bro?
How much?
Guess.
I don't know, like $29.99.
$19.99 discount. Oh,
30,
50. 50%. 50?
Yeah.
50 for the beat, bro.
Oh,
imagine buying your beats. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
This is why
bro, the teacher be like, we got garage band. On God, bro, the teacher be like, we got garage band.
Garage band is where it's at. I'm sorry.
No, for real. And then, oh shit, one of my English songs. Oh, The Coldest. Ah, shit, I like this one. Feeling smart, feeling humble, ayy, trying to be the greatest. Got the star on my own with bitches talking about the latest. Junior, okay. Easy Rock, yeah. I keep trying to be the bravest. Motherfuckers ain't shit. I'm on my own shit. I'm the straightest.
Dang. That hit.
I like that.
I drink caffeine. Like, right now, I just finished drinking Starbucks. Why am I tired? Isn't it supposed to give me energy?
Yeah,
I'm, like, falling asleep right now. Yeah. I don't know.
Te ponemos las sillas para que te duermas así. You know, like, when you go to Kite or when you go to a party, the little kids sitting, like, lay down on the chairs.
For real. No, because how do these little kids, whenever there's, like, a whole banda and DJ playing, they go to sleep, like,
dude,
nothing.
I used to do that. I'm not going to lie.
Like, it's loud.
Abraham, we're just talking about random stuff.
Huh? Tell us a story.
Well, I was about to, I was about to start one.
Start one.
Voy a contar la de mi tío.
Mi tío?
Ay. Es que es my tío went to Mexico, right?
What, Pio Chora?
No, Pio, huh?
What's your tío's name?
Oh, my tío's name? Should I even say it?
Is he going to hear it? I don't think he has Spotify.
Yeah, he does. I don't even know. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say, well, I'm going to say one of my tíos, he went back to Mexico because he's going to buy a house. Uh-huh. Well, he's buying it already.
Tell me why my tío is also buying a house in our pueblo.
Yeah? Damn. I'm but my tío was buying the house, right? And he was coming back, right? Mm-hmm. Y venía en un taxi, right? Bro, it was so funny. Because el del taxi, the driver got out the car just to, because, oh my God, bro, to get in a fight.
I'm dying.
Because el taxi was driving, right? And there was someone in the front, and the taxi, like, didn't stop early enough. And the guy was in the front, and he's like, quítate, pendejo, sácate.
Oh my gosh.
And then, vete pa' acá. And then they got off the car, bro. They started fighting, bro.
Throw our hands.
And then after that, obviously, they left, right? They left, and then later on, like, one of his friends called. The driver, obviously. One of his friends called. He was like, órale, ¿qué estás haciendo? Y le dice, the driver, he's like, ahorita me madre un pendejo.
Oh, yeah, okay. By the way, I forgot to include this. An inspiration, like... Oh, no, wait, hold up. Oh, yeah, okay, so... The one who inspired me to write, like, Fiesta Miami, or, like, basically, like, the ones who inspired me, the artists that I guess I look up to, is, one, Bad Bunny, two...
Oh, my God. Keep going.
No, Bad Bunny and Fabio Guerra.
Que te me pregunto.
Yeah, and Fabio Guerra.
Our school is so ghetto because...
Our school is so ghetto.
There was a whole fight. Not a fight, but there was these kids. I was walking...
Wasn't there a fight today?
I saw it while I was at the bus.
Wasn't there two today or something?
Was it, like... Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It was by Bethany's, right? It was like...
Yeah, right in front
I
of
I know
it.
There was one.
There was a whole cop that came. I'm like... I saw something, though. Whenever I was walking back to school, there was this group of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess, like... What is it called? Like, surrounding this little white boy. He had a drink from Starbucks. I saw it. A pink drink. They grabbed it, and they just threw it, like, across the street.
Oh, hell no. If
what
that
the
was
fuck? And I was like...
Se cagó. Se cagó.
The guys were like, what are you going to do, white boy? I'm like... What?
Voy a tirar putazos, bitch. Like,
literally. Like, oh, heck no. I don't know, but my high school experience was never fun at all to begin with. The last best year from my high, like, I guess from my school education was junior year.
So, like, amazing. That's amazing.
My best year was, like, probably sophomore year because with Mr. I got Starbucks. Literally, it was the best.
Maybe I would say sophomore year for me because that was when COVID was happening and it was all online.
Oh, yeah.
That's which is the best. But yeah,
we took AV1.
We took AV1 in sophomore year. The Copen.
Okay.
And I took it also sophomore year. But then I didn't do AV2 last year. I'm doing it this year,
dude.
Yeah. But yeah.
Go to a trade school. Okay.
Exactly. Go to trade school. If they pressure you to join advanced classes, AP classes. Don't do it. It's not
do my
worth it.
Dude, my
if
counselor.
You get offered the other like option, like for example, dual credit and stuff like that, do that. Please.
Dude, my counselor just was like, you should that. do this.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I really wish I could spill the tea because I have a lot of it, but I can't say it out loud.
I got 2 off periods next year.
That's cool.
After school? I mean, not after school. I mean, the last, like, during the end of the day? Or?
I got it in the morning.
Well, in the morning? Well, I got mine after the school. I mean, not after the school. oh, my God, dude. During fourth.
I mean, there's benefits of having it in the morning, too, because, like, that gives me time to study.
But why in the morning?
Just in case, like, if they put algebra, or no, not algebra, fucking shit, I don't know, like... So I could study and shit. Or just like hang out in the library. So I could go on a Starbucks run.
I told her to put it in the
afternoon. Oh, yeah.
It's not so like I'm going to take math next year. Hell nah, bro. Math is a pain.
Okay.
What are you doing for math next year?
Math models? Fuck yeah.
Math models? Yeah. What is that?
It's the easiest math class.
It's the easiest? What do you do?
Count how many sides a square has.
What the? For real?
Mm-hmm.
I should have done that.
How many sides does a Pentagon
have? Dude, I'm a freak out right now. Dude, I'm dying.
What is 2 times 100?
Ain't no way. You actually do that? What, they do that?
Yes, it's math models. They, trust me, high school, like, they don't want you. They want you to just leave, get out. So that's what I'm saying. Think about it. People are pressuring you. People are pressuring you to join, like, teachers. Some teachers pressure you to join AP classes or whatnot. But yet, there's kids that don't take AP classes and get the same education as you do. They get the diploma. They graduate.
Dude,
you know
it's
what
crazy.
I mean? So you can, it's like, I don't know.
I feel like there's some teachers that don't give a shit about you, but there's some, like, the real ones. There's, like, the real ones that actually do, like, care about, like, you and shit.
At the end of the day, America is America. They just
America.
Just want the money. So, let's be for real.
Oh, inflation. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I know.
How's it, like, rebuilding the school and everything, bro. Not fair. not fair. Dude, okay. It looks so sick. You seen the picture? That looks sick.
Okay, three, like, questions, I guess. So, basically, what's your favorite artist? Or, no, who's your favorite artist and why?
Abraham, go first.
Me? Yeah. Why me? I got several, to be honest. I'll listen to anything, to be honest, except K-pop.
My favorite artist is Alex Olivares. Like, all his songs inspire me, especially Hustling. Nice. Like, y'all can't go wrong with any. What's it called? Yeah, any songs from.
No, you're capping. Olivares, right? You're from capping. Deadass.
I'm capping?
No, you're capping, or you're not capping?
I'm not capping.
Deadass?
No. No, because I actually like that song, The Fiesta de Miami. It's pretty good. I like it. The beats, they're all original, you know?
Yeah.
My last class, we were talking about, the Grammys.
Oh, yeah, the Grammys. Let's talk
about the Grammys.
Oh, yeah, wait.
So, like...
I didn't say my favorite artist.
Oh, my bad. Oh, shit. Let's talk about sleep paralysis. Do y'all guys get sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis is like the little... That has a demon, right? Sleep paralysis.
Yeah,
demon.
I guess.
Where, like, you can't move.
Yeah.
You can't move.
Just get up.
You can't move.
You can't get up.
Like, just move.
You can't move at all, bro. I think you can move your head, right?
You can't move anything.
Supposedly you can't move?
I've had it five times.
Is it scary?
Like, yeah. The first time I had it, I was, like, what, 7, 8 years old?
Like, how does it feel?
So, I remember when, and it's traumatizing, obviously, because I remember I was, like, 7. I was in Mexico, which kind of makes it worse, I guess.
Makes it worse.
Yeah, for real. Over there, they have a lot of stories that my dad has told me about.
La Llorona. La Llorona.
Basically, like, there was this time I was asleep, and my room where I was connected to my tia's room from the other side. And she didn't have a door, so, like, we can see through we can see each other. Like, I can see the bed over there. She can see, like, my bed. Obviously, because, I mean, I was 7. I was little.
Yeah.
And I remember, I wasn't 7. I was, like, probably 9 or 10. But, you know, anyways, I was little. I remember I was sleeping. I was watching a movie, I think. Yeah. And out of nowhere, like, I turn off the television to go to sleep. And all I hear is, like, this, like someone go like this to me, like, shh.
Jump on my bed. Stop.
He was like, shh. Like, he was like if someone was calling me, like, shh. Like, hey,
like on the ear?
Yeah, on my ear. And I knew I was having a sleep paralysis. Why? I couldn't move. I didn't know what that was to begin with.
Were you scared to move?
I was too scared to move, which is part of the sleep paralysis. It's you're telling yourself you can't move. You can. Obviously, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You can move yourself. But I was too afraid to move. But then I realized, I told my parents, they were like, yeah, you probably got sleep paralysis. But yeah, it was crazy because then... I remember opening my eyes. My head was, like, tilted to the right, but my body was, like, facing, like, up. I was laying my back on the bed, and I was facing on the right. When I opened my eyes, like, I opened it. Keep in mind, it's pitch black. It's in the middle of the night. Yeah. I see a shadow, like, get it right in front of me.
Why are you gonna see? It's pitch black, though.
I see a shadow, though. It's, like, my tia from the other room has a TV on. But you know how there's, like, this static... That you know how whenever they're out of, like, signal, it has that, like, okay. That, whenever I turned, no, not turned, whenever I opened my eyes, it's, like, a huge black shadow got right in front of me. What? I was like this, and obviously they can't see. But, like, I was, like, my head was tilted, and a shadow got right in front of me. And I was like, oh, heck nah. So I just closed my eyes and slept it off. And it turned out that that tia had, her husband, which was my deal. Mm-hmm. I never met him. He had passed away. He got in a car accident. So I was like, till this day, my parents keep on telling me, it's probably him. He was probably...
Puto lo fantasma!
It was probably him. But that's basically sleep paralysis. Like, I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. But you can see. And it's true. So if you search it up, if you see a sleep paralysis, 9 times out of 10, people see a black shadow. So to this day, I do not like that... Yeah, that's sleep paralysis. You see how it's just a shade. It's a shade of dark. You can see through it. That's what I saw.
No.
I saw through it. It was just... It's like you added a filter, but you can see through it, but it's just darker now. So I was like, oh, heck no. And I was like,
that's why I go to church. That's why I go to church.
And that's when they told me, I was like, oh, heck no. I never knew what Asleep Paralysis was until that day.
Bro, Ash Wednesday moved to February.
To February.
Ash Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday?
Ash Wednesday.
Oh, Ash?
Yeah, like it gets.
Oh, it's always been Wednesday.
But no, like.
No, but like, they moved to this month. Oh. Which is like weird. I'm like.
Yeah, no, ever since then, I decided to start sleeping with all my lights completely off. Because it's a cheat code. Think about it. It's dark shadow, right?
Uh-huh.
If it's in the middle of night and you have your whole room pitch black, I had it before again. Like, I had it again. Like, not too long ago. Like, a year ago, I think. But this time, I sleep pitch black. Because if I open my eyes again in pitch darkness, how can I see a shadow if it's already dark in my room?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a cheat code. Like, I can't see anything. So it's like, ha, you can't scare me anymore. Kinda. But I guess it really depends for someone. Like, for me, I guess what triggers my sleep paralysis is I need to hear white noise in the background or I can't sleep.
White noise?
Like, white noise? Background noise. Like, I can't. My fan needs to be on.
Oh.
There was a time.
What about the clock? Like, the clock?
I can't sleep with the clock. That's what caused it last time. I was asleep. Like, this was like a year or two when this happened again. What happened? Like, we had our heater on in my room.
Oh, this?
That I need to hear something like that in order to just knock out.
If, dude, the one that whenever Mexico, bro, you
y'all
can
should
that.
Try
it. It sounded like a fan.
If y'all want to, probably y'all might have it too. If y'all want to trigger y'all sleep paralysis, hear white noise and turn it completely off. Your ears, I don't know why. Why am I hitting this? Your ears are gonna trigger like this. Like, you're gonna start hearing actual noise, but there's nothing there. But like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but whenever it's like silence, but you can still hear noise.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Whenever you start thinking too much, your ears are going to be hearing that silence and you're going to start hearing like a little beep. You're going to start hearing your heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Is what triggers the sleep paralysis. That's what triggered mine. That's why I have to sleep with something on. Like, I tell my mom, we get into huge arguments because I always keep my fan on. It could be negative 10 degrees outside, I will still have my fan on. I need to hear something. And I don't like using the TV because, like I said, it needs to be pitch black in my room.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it triggers it, I'm going to see a shadow. So.
Black shadow.
Anyways, sleep paralysis. Not fun, guys, but.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I feel like. Gee, what was I going to say? Should I film a vlog, like, probably, like, this weekend? Because my sister's coming. She's, like, the same age as, like, I guess Natalie.
Oh, okay.
So, basically, what if I do a vlog? Like, I guess getting an idea from, like, Nat's vlog. Like, her and Nelly.
Oh, okay.
Like, because they had a sleepover. So, I was like, I should do that.
Take advantage of all the equipment you have. Honestly.
Obviously.
We had the discussion in my government class how America is a country where usually kids, like younger generations, whenever you ask them what do you want to be when you grow up, they want to be influencers, they want to be social media influencers, they want to be like part of social media. So take advantage of that.
Yeah,
compared to China, on the other hand,
China
people want to be like China. Like, if you ask like kids over there in China, like, what do you want to be, they're gonna be like, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be something in the engineering field. But you know why though, right? Because they're in competition with, you know, us in the US. Hello, apparently there was a whole drone in Texas and they like shot it down. I don't know.
Use the military.
But yeah, interesting.
Bro, I feel bad for Nat right now.
Why?
Because, like, she has to deal with all that mess and shit. What, like, and Ellie did? Yeah, but
I've been catching up in their shows.
You have?
Yeah. I left off where she was. What was she doing? I guess it was,
the one with the dad?
No, I already passed that. It's, like, the last, moving in to my new home.
Oh, yeah.
That last one. Yeah.
Oh,
I left off right there. So yeah, Natalie Cuevas.
No, for real.
You're fun to watch. You're entertaining. Keep doing what you do. I like if she's gonna hear this.
No, I mean, Jacob sees my story, so like maybe.
Jacoba. Oh my god. Abraham.
I'm over here trying to whisper. I'm like, how low can I whisper to the microphone?
I'm done. But yeah.
Yeah, no, life's crazy, bro.
It is. So, there's this song that I like. Actually, no, never mind. I'm not going to mention it. But, yeah. It was fun, guys.
Yep, it was fun.
I don't know. What else can we
talk about? Oh, I've. Oh, the iPhone 15.
Oh.
What it's gonna look like. Supposedly, okay, look. This is what we know so far. It's gonna have Dynamic Island built into, like, the phone still. They're gonna, like, and then instead of, like, these physical buttons on the side, they're gonna have, like, haptic. So it's like, it's, like,
oh, heck no, that's bad.
Like, imagine, like, the iPhone 7 with, like, the little home button. It's gonna feel like that.
How?
Like, you know the iPhone 7, how, like, it had a little button?
The home button.
It's gonna replace these. Like,
That's
terrible because think about it.
How are you gonna know when you put the volume up or put it down? Or, like, you turn it off?
Well, I mean, you can feel it. So, like,
no, but if it's in your pocket, you're gonna be messing with it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Bro, Apple's fucking.
That's why I'm gonna stick with my 14.
Ooh. Yeah. And, supposedly. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm saying this. Goodbye, Lightning. Hello, USB-C.
USB-C. Oh my goodness. That's a bit expensive.
No, for real.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, explain to the Android user.
And they're replacing that with USB-C.
Oh, I've been using that.
Okay, calm down.
Yeah, calm down. Shit. Okay.
No, you mean they're changing that? They're changing to Samsung?
Huh?
The Samsung charger?
What about it?
Well,
I feel like Apple's getting ideas from
but
Samsung.
But at least Apple's phones don't explode.
Apple, exactly. Apple, they're going. To, Apple, Apple's going to Samsung chargers.
But yeah.
Oh, Apple, the Dynamic Apple Island is good, bro. Like, I love it. Like, it's just great to have. I mean, it's not, like, a major necessity that you need if you, like, if you have, I guess, like, what, like, a 13, 12, I don't know. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd say to upgrade if you want to, but then, like, I don't think it's, like, a necessary, like, decision to, like, actually, like, upgrade to the 14 Pro.
Why you look at me like that? I'm over here making something funny. I'm trying to make, like, it satisfying, bro. I'm like this.
Oh my god.
And a few minutes ago, I went like this.
Just like,
oh, I'm done. Wait, hold on.
Pásame la wey. Bro, you got anything? Like, I could, like, if I had a paper right now, bro, that would have been so cool.
Okay, anyway. They better click out. God.
Yeah, but is that it? Damn.
That's it?
Wait, yeah. I think about the wait, when did the Avatar movie come out? Like a whole month ago?
Yeah. Oh. I haven't watched it and I'm not going to watch it.
I haven't watched it either.
It's 3 hours long.
It's 3 hours long?
I do not want to spend my afternoon.
I think they're making an Avatar 4. Wait, that's the 3, right? Or the 2? That's 2, right?
I think it's 2. Yeah, it's 2.
They're making more Avatar movies.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
I think they're making a 3 and a 4.
That's nice.
I saw in a post on Instagram.
Okay. I guess before we leave, what's some advice y'all want to give out?
You can do it. Oh, they do it.
Probably like cheat if you want to.
Cheat if you want to.
But at the same time, like, I mean, it's not gonna help you like get farther, I guess, in life.
True.
Like, it's not gonna like benefit.
What is that one TikTok edit one? The one that goes, motivational one. I don't know. I forgot what it was called.
But like,
I don't know.
I mean, if you're not planning on going to high school,
high school,
I mean,
or college.
Yeah, if you're not going like to college or like any other shit, then like, I mean, I'd say probably. I mean,
I guess if school cheats on you, you cheat on it back. That's all.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, and you'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
When it happens to you.
Yeah.
Get like right now, it's happening to me. School is cheating on me. Bad.
Damn.
Ooh, they're not ready for what I'm about to do. Well, that's okay in a good way.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess for my advice, it's just to live. Don't forget to live, guys.
To live.
Don't forget to live.
Take breaks. Take breaks whenever like you're studying or like I don't know shit like, or whenever in general like if you're doing homework like take a fucking break like for yourself like go out on a walk like Go to the park.
For real. Dude, I always tell myself this. Some advice for y'all. Like,
mental health matters.
And don't forget, the world is ours. It's the world is yours. This is your freaking world. This is my world. Damn. Y'all just living through
it. Bro, it's getting some wisdom.
For real. But I'm not joking. Wisdom. So don't let no test. I'm trying to get. I should probably take my own advice. Don't let a little test define who you are, okay?
Yeah, and it's your time to fucking shine. Like, you're taking.
This is for school, okay? But yeah. And but for life in general, like. Just live.
I'm gonna say something my dad told me many times. Many times. What did he say? One thing I was trying to say, because one of them is pretty funny, and one of them is not.
Oh my god.
Okay, one of them. Okay, I'm gonna say one of them, right?
What did he say?
Espérate. I think I forgot. Oh no, I remember it. You know how you're in school, make fun of it. Have the most fun of it. Yeah.
Did he say in Spanish?
Yeah, he said in Spanish.
Okay, he said in Spanish.
Que todavía estás en la escuela, diviértete. Que todavía no trabajas, porque cuando ya vas al trabajo, you're never gonna get out.
Kick him.
Kick him cold.
Really inspirational words, because it's true.
Not for real.
But yeah. Like, what about you, Alex? What? Oh, you already said it. Never mind.
Yeah, I already said it. But, yeah. Ooh.
My dad be like, para pendejo no se estudia. I like that phrase, bro. That's my favorite phrase.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, shout out to Natalie Cueva. Shout out to no sponsors. Jacobo Macias. No sponsors.
Sponsored by Alex.
Sponsored by me. Sponsored by Anchor, which is the platform that you can make
your podcast. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Not sponsored by Anchor, but like, I mean, yeah, that's the platform that you can use to submit your.
I was about to say thank you for the teacher who let us use the equipment.
But I'm done. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Fabio Guerra. Shout out to.
Yeah, bro, you need a whole list. Thank you for my dad. Thank you for my mom.
Shout out to God.
But that's gonna conclude this podcast. And
adios.
Esta la próxima.
Go cut it. I'm not cutting.